The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and out on the web at linewsradio.com. Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. This week in our spotlight, we go up to Nassau County and the Malvern School District, which is near and dear to my heart because my grandfather and my great aunts and uncles, they actually went to Malvern and graduated. So did my father. So we are pleased to have Malvern in our spotlight, I believe, for the first time. And I am thrilled to be speaking with the superintendent of schools, Dr. Lorna Lewis, who is a very well-respected superintendent of schools throughout the state of New York and actually across the country. And she's known for being a visionary and a groundbreaker. And we are pleased to have her on Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Dr. Lewis, welcome. And let's start off with, first off, how has the opening gone in Malvern? And give us a little background about Malvern School District and what we're going to be talking about today.
This has been a splendid year, having had two difficult years of COVID. And we've just come back strong. In fact, our theme is unstoppable this year, because we feel like we are unstoppable. We are ready for great things in Malvern. So Malvern is one of those secret special places in Long Island. We have 1,800 students, K through 12. We are on the Princeton plan, so we have one K-2 school, 1-3-5. Our middle school is grades 6-8. And then our high school is 9-12, but we are 68%, 78% of our students are of color. And we are a district that is, I would say, one of the highest performing districts in New York. Just as an example, we have 55 students this past year who are AP scholars, and our graduating class was only 133 students.
Wow, that's
and we had 55 and three national scholars, one of them being a junior. That to be a national scholar, you have to earn an average of 4 on at least 8 AP subjects. And these children earned the average of 4 on 12 or 13 AP subjects. So we have a very rigorous program. All students are expected to achieve. We don't just say it, we do it. And 78% of our graduating class last year took at least one college level course.
So that's impressive. That really is impressive. And that is why you have the reputation that you do as a superintendent. And I often say this, Dr. Lewis, you can't fake caring. And you are one of those educators that truly passionately care about students. Malvern's not your first district, but your passion and your caring has been felt across Long Island in many different areas. So thank you and hats off to you and the folks at Malvern for what you and your team are doing over there. Now, not only have your students achieved academically, you know, there's a lot of conversation out there and we hear about this, you know, civic readiness, kids don't know civics and, you know, the kids today, they don't understand or they don't get involved. Well, that's kind of not true over in Malvern. Let's lay the groundwork for what we're going to be talking about with some of your students today.
So first of all, nothing that I do there, I will take credit for. I have a fantastic team that believes in children and believes in promoting the best for them and supports them in whatever they do. So with that in mind, after George Floyd died, there was a unity march in the district. And out of that unity march came the question of what should we be doing next? And so in collaboration with the NAACP, they looked around and it's been a long desired change to have the name of the street upon which our elementary school exists changed. It's Lindner Place, and it is named after Paul Lindner, who was known as the head of the Ku Klux Klan on Long Island. And so there was a desire to turn attentions to getting the name of Paul Lindner off the address of our elementary school. And so Mr. Mack, who is our social studies chairperson, charged his chief teachers and his students to come up to decide, to make a decision as through projects that they had to choose. They could choose whatever they wanted, whether it's a video or journals. They had to research Paul Lindner and determine whether that name, that he was worthy of that name. And so the students did their research, and then we presented it to City Hall. This was in May of 2021. So it was in my first year, the first year of 2021. This is all during COVID. They did the research and they presented it to City Hall. So I don't want to take away from Sabrina or Lorenzo because they have the full story. I'd rather that they tell their story.
So the groundwork is that you have an elementary school sitting on a road that was named after somebody way back in the day. I guess, and what was considered an honor at that time. But as history would play out, you know, it was also known and found out and probably known at the time, I'm sure, but that he was head of a group that, well, you know, most people would find highly unfavorable and undesirable and certainly not worthy of a recognition. So, Sabrina, you're a high school senior there in Malvern. So when Mr. Mack said, hey, we have an idea for a project. I know we're in the middle of COVID, but here's the idea. Go out and research this individual. What were the steps taken and what did you all find out?
Yeah, so this was towards the end of my sophomore year that this project was really brought to us as kind of an extra credit assignment. It was something that if we saw that we would take an interest in this and it was something that we thought was important that we could pursue it. So me and a partner, we created a documentary. And in this documentary, we try to portray our viewpoint on the renaming of the street. And in our journey to create our project, we went on a hunt to research and investigate the issue and the history of the man, Paul Lindner, and also the history of the town that we call home. As we know, Paul Lindner was an influential part of the founding and the creation of the town of Malvern, essentially. But he was also a leader, a leading member of the Long Island's KKK. He led cross burnings, and he was a part of an organization that stood for nothing really other than hatred and inequality. And we believe that those traits did not align with what the Malvern community and the surrounding communities and the values of that we stand for. So we tried to assess this issue from multiple perspectives, and we interviewed people from different towns from within our town and from different towns, different races. So that way we could get all different viewpoints, and we evaluated all these opinions and these research and from the public, and we tried to come to our own conclusion. And we found that the street name Lindner Place, it had to be renamed. It was kind of like a no-brainer to us. And one of the things that was really hard for us was that it felt as though there was really no other option, that the street needed to be renamed. And the feedback that we got from people in our town and even people that weren't really a part of our community necessarily, we got a lot of criticism, of quite a little bit of online hate, I guess you could say. Right. The things that we would say, people would say it was kind of like cancel culture, that we're trying to erase history, things like that. And I think that was always something that throughout the whole project that we struggled with, because it was hard to kind of combat those views.
Well, cancel culture, right? So a lot of people, you know, you can understand the frame of the debate when you're talking about founding fathers and context of time. But this is a little different. So what was some of the rebuttals? What was one of the rebuttals that you would say to you guys are just participating in cancel culture and, you know, making a big deal of nothing? How would you make it different than where some folks were saying, well, the founding fathers or whatever, however you framed it, what were some of the counter arguments to that?
So what people would say was that renaming the street was kind of ignoring this man's past and ignoring the town's past. And I think that for the most part, what got people mad was also just the idea of renaming the street. And there was in our town this kind of, I would say, a sort of a clash in some ways with our public school district and the town itself. There's kind of like this disparity that's there, because not everybody that lives in the town necessarily sends their children to our schools. So it's kind of like that played a part.
A little bit of a disconnect there, right?
Yeah, yeah. That kind of played a part.
Yeah. Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to continue our conversation with the high school senior Sabrina from the Malvern School District. And we're also going to talk to a 10th grader, Lorenzo. And we're going to find out his take and his opinion, because when this process started 2 years ago, he was in the 8th grade. And we're going to find out the ultimate outcome of this issue of a school district and kids taking civics in their own hand to rename a street that was originally named after a man who was a leader in the KKK, part of Long Island's ugly history. The KKK had a strong presence here from Nassau to Suffolk County. When we come back, Spotlight on Long Island Schools will continue with the Malvern School District. We'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, your host, and once again, Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you by the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. Continuing our conversation with the students from the Malvern School District and a civics project that started during COVID back in 2021 to rename a street that was named after a gentleman who was not just a member of the KKK, but a leader in the KKK. And listen, do your research on Long Island history. Most people associate the KKK with down south, but it had a lot of chapters and a lot of members on Long Island back in the day. Kind of an unfortunate history during that period of time. But this street not only is named after the leader of the KKK, an elementary school also sits on the street. So it's a near and dear issue for the students and faculty and community in the Malvern School District. And Sabrina, before the break, you were telling us about, the research that you did, and you started getting some of the online pushback and some of the haters online, if you will. And listen, you know, the internet bullies, they can really be nasty, and it's very unfortunate. You know, the internet is a great thing. Social media is a great thing, but that's the ugly side of social media. What kept you as a driving force to make this happen? I mean, you said you surveyed the community and the majority of the community agreed with you, but you were met with some pretty powerful resistance.
Yeah, I would say that the majority of the public did agree. But it was kind of the people online and kind of the people behind closed doors in a way that kind of wanted to share their views, which there's nothing wrong with, but I guess it was kind of the way that it came out. And it was kind of discouraging in the beginning, because we're kind of kids just putting ourselves out there for the world, I guess to criticize in a way. And it was kind of like a drawback, and it did kind of hurt in some ways, because we did all this research, we put all this time and energy, and I think I could speak for most of us when we poured our heart into this project, because it was something that that we really did see the benefit in, and something that we really did value. So when we see people kind of not necessarily giving us reasons as to why, like logical reasons as to why they thought the street name should not be changed, it was more so just their initial feelings about it. And I guess the current climate regarding things like this is kind of hostile. So it kind of translated into our situation and within our own community. And it's just the hate comments. It was kind of, they kind of come. Yeah.
Unfortunate is the best way to put it. We can probably add a few more descriptive words, but I don't know if the FCC would allow that. And of course, I'm in mixed company with students. So Lorenzo, you are a 10th grader there over in Malvern. And, you have been involved in this as well. So what got you involved, number one, and, you know, what have you learned from this experience?
Well, as I did start this project, this was introduced to me in eighth grade. And in eighth grade, I wasn't like typically the person that would do things like this. So when this project was presented to me, I did it as kind of a way to try a new thing and try to put myself out there to new people. And I'm extremely glad I did that because it has taught me so many things. It's taught me how to be a leader in my community. It's taught me how to work with others effectively. It's taught me how to trust and rely on each other when I may not be able to complete something during that project. It has taught me so many things. And I couldn't be more thankful that I took that, I don't want to say leap of faith, but like I took that kind of like step to be able to do things like this.
And, you know, how did you deal with the pushback? What were some of the things that you did as an individual when, you know, some of this pushback that, you know, is inexplicable, but still very real? Because, listen, we live in very politically divisive and politically passionate times, if you will.
Definitely.
How did you deal with it? And how did you counter some of the arguments you were encountering?
Well, I mean, from just my point of thinking, I mean, when I hear people like saying some of these, quite frankly, terrible things about us, I try to genuinely just shrug it off. Because I mean, I know that a lot of times some of these comments are coming from ignorant places, and some of these comments aren't completely educated on the issue at hand that was going on. So I try to just take it with a grain of salt and not worry about it too much. But at the same time, you still have to know that you have to take as much pride in this project, because there are people like that that are trying to take this down.
All right. Sabrina, back to you. Now, take us through. You've petitioned City Hall or the village, right? It's the village of Malvern. Mm-hmm. And I saw the video online. I mean, you guys were amazing. You would have thought you were well-trained, long-term lobbyist, right? I mean, this is what people do for a living sometimes. And you were so articulate, so composed, so professional. So take us through the process now. Now, you know, you've presented your case and now you're starting to meet some of the resistance. What are some of the next steps that you guys take, and take us through the process to the end result?
Yeah. So it all really started when we all went as a group to, like, to express our discontent in a way to the town and to the mayor specifically. We went to a village town hall meeting, and we all came together and we all gave our own little speeches to the mayor and to the board, expressing why we thought the street name needed to be changed. And that was really the starting point. And we knew that there was going to be really just an uphill battle going from there. And after that, we started working with the town of Lakeview and the NAACP, and they formed a council to also help try and rename the street. They created a GoFundMe. They created these different type of things that people could sign to try and raise awareness for the issue. But I think the biggest thing that had probably the biggest impact on our cause was really the media. What we did a lot of the times was going on the news. We were on News 12, Fox News, CBS, a whole bunch of news outlets. And we did articles, we did TV interviews. And I think that's when we really started to gain traction, because once the public and not only people within your own community start to see what's happening and start to understand, that's kind of lights a fire under the issue and kind of put some pressure on town officials to kind of make a decision in a way.
Yeah, nothing like a little sunlight on a issue that most people don't want out in the sun, as they would say. So now you've learned about civics, you've learned about PR, and you've learned about conflict resolution. So this experience, you know, really covers a lot of bases in skill sets that people wish to possess and experience. So Lorenzo, my first question back to you is, you know, 5 years from now, when you're a really older guy, right? And, you know, Malvern High School is a distant memory. What's two of the things that are going to really stand out to you about this process that you were most proud of?
That's a good question.
That's what they pay me to do.
I'd say the first thing that really stood out was how all of us kind of just came together because we all just very strongly believed in this one thing. There was so many people involved with this project. It goes way, way beyond just me and Sabrina. And I think probably the most encouraging part of this entire project was just the way that we all worked together so passionately throughout multiple months, years, 2 years almost through this project. I'd say that's probably the first thing. And if I had to choose a second, this is pretty tough. I'd definitely say the leadership skills, because like we were saying about how all the hate we received and how we've had to deal with it, it really taught me like how to generally be a leader in the community and to take this hate in stride and still be able to move forward with this project. And it just all around taught me how to be a better person overall.
Well done. Sabrina, you're a high school senior. Graduation will be here before you know it. What's next after Malvern for you?
After Malvern, I'm looking to go to college, go to university. I'm starting my college application process. And through this experience, I realized the importance of civic mindedness and just being involved in your community. And I'm looking at pursuing political science and just social justice in general when I go to college and make sure that I could still keep that a part of my life when I leave Malvern.
Well, listen, this is a pretty good thing for a college essay, too. So well done, Dr. Lewis and all the folks at Malvern. Well done, Lorenzo. We hope to have you on again when you're a little bit older to tell us about more experiences. And you've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools about civic activism and how students got a street named after a leader of the KKK. And I'm happy to report the street now is called Acorn Way. Listen to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Thanks for tuning in each and every week to find out about the amazing things that our kids are doing in our school districts across Long Island.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.